All right, Gavin, another league title, although Bunnagee United, in fairness to them, they put it up to you today.
Oh, they did. They're a good side. They're well drilled. They're well organised. They've a lot of good senior players, you know, and we knew coming here today they wouldn't give up lightly, and they didn't. In fairness, when we went two up, you know, they still kept going and kept going and kept going, and that's a credit to themselves, you know.
Yeah, I think the message from yourself to your players at half time was to keep it going and not to concede one early in that second half, because had Bunnagee scored, it would have made things a wee bit more difficult for you.
It would have, yeah, of course it would have. Football's funny, like, you know, you play well and you get two up or whatever, or three up, and then you sort of, if players switch off, it's very hard to switch it on again, you know, during a game. And I think we switched off in the second half, we never really got going again, but at the same time we still seen the game out quite comfortably.
Yeah, and you were able to bring men off the bench at an important time in that second half, plenty of experience there too, Gavin, just to settle things down.
Oh yeah, piles of quality, like, we don't get to where we've done without quality in the bench and quality in squads every year, and it's seen, you know, the calibre player we've bringing on today as well, you know, bodes well for us.
Yeah. Well, tell me, how does this title success compare to some of the others, Gavin? Because it's been a strange season, hasn't it?
It's been a strange season, strange year for everybody. It's a brilliant success. I think we've won it as early as we've ever won it. You know, I think we've three or four games left and it's done and dusted. We haven't lost a league game this season. It's a pretty new squad, a pretty young squad. They're gelling brilliantly. I think this team's only going to get better. I think we lost five big players in January. We lost Peter Doherty and Harry Doherty, Cathal Farn, Garvin Friel and Adam McCarron all in January. So it was a massive hit. And then we brought in a couple, and Oisin Langan hurt himself almost after a couple of games, which is disappointing. But the boys just knuckled down, got together. The training, their attitude, the games is first class. Like, you don't go, suppose you don't go 8 years, 8 seasons in a row and only losing a handful of games in them 8 years by not having a good attitude, you know. Yeah. And it's first class, right down to the, you know, Shane Galvin, my assistant, Derek Chevy, Paul McKinney, yeah, William Connor, Cahara Fizzio. The commitment levels it takes and the effort they put in and what they get out of it, like, it's amazing, like, yeah. And it's a credit to the whole football club. I say this year as well, with losing Mickey Gill, it's supposed to be difficult, like, so yeah, it's a big one.
And nice that he was remembered there today as well.
Oh, 100%. It's rare being at games without a mayor, you know, so yeah, as well.
Well, tell me, Gavin, for you yourself, you've been a player with Coghill Celtic and winning league titles. You're player manager with Coghill Celtic winning league titles. It obviously continues to mean a lot to you.
Ah, yeah. Look, if you take a pitch or a team or whatever, you want to be successful. You set out the start of the season to win things, to achieve things, and thankfully we've been lucky enough every season to achieve things. Yeah. And if we continue to do so, look, I'll be proud of it, you know.